With SRN News, I'm John Scott. A federal judge finds probable cause to hold the Trump administration in contempt for violating his deportation order. White House correspondent Greg Clingston with a report.
Last month, the Trump administration failed to return two deportation flights after the judge ordered the planes be turned around. U.S. District Judge James Boasberg said the Constitution does not tolerate willful disobedience of judicial orders, and he could refer the matter for prosecution. He said the administration could purge its contempt by returning the deportees from El Salvador. But the White House responded by saying it will seek immediate appellate relief. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, at a news conference, Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. says results from a recent study show autism is increasing at an alarming rate, which is catastrophic for the country.
There's a recent study by Blaxall et al. And a team of other researchers said that the cost of treating autism in this country by 2035, so within 10 years, will be $1 trillion a year. This is added to already astronomical health care costs.
Newly released federal statistics show an estimated 1 in 31 U.S. children have autism, marking another jump in a long string of increases. The CDC reported the numbers on Tuesday. The previous estimate in 2020 was 1 in 36. Boys continue to be diagnosed more than girls. Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell said in a speech to the Economic Club of Chicago, the Federal Reserve can stay patient and wait to see how tariffs and other economic policies of the Trump administration play out. That would be before making any changes to interest rates. This is SRN News. Counting down to the European Congress on Evangelism.
The big event will take place in Berlin next month, 25 years after the last one in Amsterdam. The Billy Graham Evangelistic Association is hosting the Congress, which will feature representatives from 57 countries on the continent and will be presented in 8 languages. BGEA says the focus of the event will be on the theme of Romans 1:16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Republican lawmakers in 5 states have recently introduced symbolic bills calling on the Supreme Court to overturn its ruling that legalized gay marriage nationwide. Meanwhile, GOP lawmakers in Missouri and Tennessee are proposing measures that create a new category of marriage called covenant marriage. That would be reserved for one man and one woman only. This is SRN News. An independent expert will review security at Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro's official residence after investigators accused a man of scaling a wall and setting fire to the mansion. No one was injured. State police said the review will be a risk and vulnerability assessment of the governor's official residence following that arson attack. Tens of thousands of Spotify users left high and dry this morning.
Unable to access the popular music and audio streamer. At one point, down detector showed a peak of more than 48,000 outage reports. Many of the users saying they were having difficulty loading both the app and the website, playing or hearing songs, and using its search function. Spotify posting on its customer support account, the right team is on it and working on a fix. Spotify currently boasts a total of more than 675 million users. Rich Thomason, Washington.
More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.